Morning, everyone. Rashi, in the very beginning of the parasha, tells us, Avraham megayeres ha'anoshim, v'sarah megayeres as ha'anoshim. Perfect opportunity to speak about the idea of conversion. One can argue, well, this may not be the simple pshat, that the reason that there were separate schools for anoshim and for noshim so that the conversion should not be for the second marriage. The men only met with Avraham and the women only met with Sarah. We won't go there, but just as a way to begin to introduce the topic from the perspective of Parashat HaShavua. So we are going to start with source number one. The Mishnah speaks of someone who converted for the sake of marriage. Yes, the Gemara, Giyoros Miyahavir, the conversion is valid. With many echad ish and its guy lishum isha of echad ish and its guy lishum ish, etc. etc. Einam gerim. The Rav Nechemia. My answer is you're right. The Nechemia says so. We paskin kederi homa kulam gerim heim. Okay, so simple as all that. We paskin kulam gerim heim. Explains the Ritva source number four. Kulam gerim. Question becomes, why are they gerim? So the last line, skip, we'll come back to the other stuff if we have time later on. Kevish and Isgara v'kiblu aleim chazakuhu the agav unsayu gormu v'kiblu the afal gav the machmas onus havigerisu aliba derabona. That means they had no choice. People who convert for the sake of marriage have no choice but to accept upon themselves the obligation of mitzvahs. Why do they have no choice? Why? Get married and don't keep the mitzvahs. What does it mean have no choice? Let's turn now to source number five. This is the Dvar of Ram, the Kovner Rav. He sold out over to the Evet Kulam Gerim Heim. Afal Pishen and the Skabim of the Geris Amitis. Uvelibim the Shem Isha. They only want to get married. That's all they care about. Kevin is Gaiva Kiblu Aleim Chazakuhu Agav Unsayu Gamir Vekiblu. As what the Ritva says, and the Nimuka Yosef says, you have a Chazaka. What's a Chazaka? Chazaka means it's a presumption. A presumption. Okay? A presumption. What's Pshat? What is this presumption based upon? What's it based upon? Has to be some kind of a presumption. He writes as follows. Says, column 2, line 7. Kevan shenavshal choshka v'ishazu. He wants this woman. V'olav loduri ma, parentheses, who was sviva Yehudis. In those days, there was a Jewish circle. He had to be part of that circle. V'yaduolo, shem lo yisnag b'yadus, v'lo yadakne b'dineha, lo tov v'ho isha lo durimo. The wife, the woman, won't want to live with him because the woman is a Jewish woman and in those days, Jewish meant observant. Parentheses. V'asviva yehudus lo tiklit teyu. The Jewish society, which meant then Torah society, will not absorb him. Lo yuchal lahasig es mavoyo, he cannot get what he wants. She's the woman. Elaya dekabolos olayadus, unless he accepts upon himself the yoke of Jewish observance. Vis nagus pekashus, to conduct himself as a kosher Jewish individual. Agav oneze gomeru mekat. This is pshat in the Ritva we just read. This is pshat in the Gemara. Says the Dvar Avraham. V'zeh yashach rak v'zmaneim b'yomim mikedem t'achshuri dori. In the old days, ma'ashek and achshav shegam ishazu. In most instances in which there is a conversion for the sake of marriage, the man wants to convert to marry the woman who wants to marry this man is not so ay herself. Probably also not from. Okay? V'gam chelek gadol me'hasviva. And a large percentage of the Jewish community ain't no agim biyadus. Rav Ram wrote this presumably in the 1930s in Kovna, where a very high percentage of Klal Yisrael was not observant. The Gamachar Ageris Lo Yeonos Klal Mishum Tzad Lekai Mitzvah Torah. Why should he? She's not. Society is not. There's no compulsion whatsoever. Lo Shayach Lo Mar Agav Unsi Gomer Mekabel. Doesn't make any sense anymore. Kevin de Balav Hochi Nami Yasig Mavoyo. Going to get what he wants anyway. If that's the case, the entire enterprise of conversion for the sake of marriage, which the Gemara tells us, b'di'evet kulam gerameim, does not apply nowadays. Just like that. A few strokes of the pen, Rav Ram took a din, found the Gemara, found the Rambam, and says, no longer true, because circumstances have changed. However, the Rav Ram is not finished yet. The man said, I do. You accept the mitzvahs? Yes. You keep Shabbos? Yes. You keep Kasher? Say. He's coached to say yes. You know, it's a script. Whenever they ask you, say yes. Yes, 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 yes. Says the Rav Ram in Oz Beis. Masha Kosu Ein Lano El Inyan Masha Choshe Belivo De Dvorim Shebelev Lo Have Dvorim. There's a famous principle in Shas. What you think doesn't count, what you say is what counts. In the old days, nowadays, Eich Nashle Es Nafshein. How can we fool ourselves? Because on the Yodin, we know, Berov Amikrim, in most cases, it's clear to us. Why is it clear to us? Because the spouse that he's marrying is not observant. And the society he's joining is not observant. Shalom Yikaimu HaKakas HaMitzis. Plural, neither he nor she. Vein libam klal azet. It's not their interest whatsoever. Uvedik umdun demuchach avdvarim shebelev havu dvarim. Based on a ritz from Kiddushin called dvarim shebelevo belev kol adam. Just examine the circumstances, you see it's not a sincere acceptance. Okay, so we just started this year and already we're in trouble. Deep trouble. Because a significant portion of conversion today is for the sake of marriage, and we have a big problem on our hands, because we have to assume that if the Dvar Rambam is correct, the every single conversion for the sake of marriage, which is most conversions, each one is under a cloud. The only time we say it's good is if the individual really wants to accept the mitzvahs, but the chazakah, the presumption, no longer applies. In particular, when the other spouse, the Jewish spouse, is not observant. Doesn't mean it can't be valid, but there's no presumption of validity. This is the question. Okay, so let's see what the contemporary Gedolim say about it. He saw it's source number 6. Start line 3. Pasha du barash eno ger klal after the evet. If a person doesn't really accept the mitzvahs, he calls his father. Not a ger at all. Kabbalah's mitzvahs beger ma'akev. And here's the key. Fi afim omer bepiv shemekabal mitzvahs im anan sadi. That's an expression in Shas. Anan sadi means we are witnesses. What do you mean we are witnesses? Based upon the circumstantial evidence. She'ena mekabel ola be'emes, eino klum. It's nothing. Zero. Ger she'mahadu l'she'mishet b'di'evet, hayri, she'beshvila ishus, kibel ola mitzvahs be'emes, v'hu barur u'pashut. It's obvious. Then he asks the following question, a strategic question. Eini odeya, last two lines, Tamar Abonim Atoim Bezeh. They make mistakes. The Alpha did who, even if they're right, they're somehow valid, Al Kaponim Eze Toelas Eim Bevian Zizel Eklal Yisrael, Shemekabim Gerim Ke'elu, Devadal Anichal HaKadosh Baruch Olam Yisrael, Shizavu Gerim Ke'elu B'Yisrael. Is Rav Moshe being naive over here? or is it being rhetorical? You don't know with their reason. The reason is very simple. Because the president says, my son's married this girl, and you have to have a converter, Rabbi. Or else you're fired. That's the reason. I mean, what's he saying over here? Any other day of time. I know the reason. I'm not one millionth of a Moshe, but I know the reason. I mean, he doesn't know the reason. Maybe he doesn't want to accept that as the reason. It was just rhetorical. I'm not exactly sure how to read that. But this is... The answer is very simple. This tshuva is written in 1928 in Luban. And in Luban, 1928, what I just told you now did not apply. So he didn't understand the reason why people are doing this in Europe somewhere. But in America, the kasha hepnis nishtar. It's no question to begin with. We understand why they're doing it. Not saying it's right or wrong. That's why they're doing it. Okay? This is the Rav Moshe's first tshuva, which he wrote in Europe many, many years ago. Okay? Many years ago, 1928. What are we holding now? It's 90 years ago the tshuva was written. More than 90. That's seriously my tshuva. More than 90 years ago, Rav Moshe wrote that tshuva. Okay. The first tshuva. Now there, another tshuva. Number 7. Try to understand Rav Moshe's Mahalach HaMachshava. And those who say Rav Moshe changed his mind, I don't think Rav Moshe changed his mind, so maybe things had changed in the circumstances he was dealing with. And say he changed his mind. Let's take a look. Ach bechlal iker ageres lo nocha dati mizeh. Vani nimna mizeh loak mitzad adin shel mekabel lechatchila b'shul ishus. That's on lechatchila. But the guy mitam shul kemat boro kanan sade. Oh, the same words. Shalom mekabelas ha-mitzus. Rak bepia omer shel mekabelas. Uvalo kabelas mitzus af rak prat echad. Choros af lamed. Ein mekabelin. So therefore, he thinks it's no good. But then he quotes Shabbos Samaches. Ger shin is gael ben ha'akum, v'loyoda mi Shabbos lo me avod ha'zora, havi ger. Unbelievable Gemara. Shabbos, avod ha'zora. So what did you hear of? I want to be Jewish. Says Rav Moshe, hosam kibol kol mashach hayavim b'nei Yisrael, havi kabola tov al kol ha'torah. Av shol yoda adinim klal, kuma b'chol ger. Ain't tzorach shod you call a mitzvahs, but the evidence could even not any hodah at all, as the Rambam says. That's your lacking knowledge, not lacking commitment. Avok shlo kibel commitment, ain't mekabel zel iker ageres. Okay, and Rav Moshe is not writing in America. Uvarov ageres shemimedina zul of America. Shebishvil ishus. The majority is for the sake of marriage. Ain't mekabel a mitzvahs. They don't accept anything. Avsha omer b'piyah and shemekablin. They say yes, yes, yes. Come on. Tu kenode shemiram and they're fooling us. Plotia difa mi bala shemufko akol diri haTorah. The man who comes back with a non-Jewish woman from college somewhere, he doesn't keep any of the laws of the Torah at all. So he fell in love with a non-Jewish woman. Okay. Ach mikomako. Ulai Giyor is due to Kabbalah Mitzvahs. It's possible. It's conceivable. It's, at least it's Shayach, maybe. I'm quiet. Habi Rabbanah in New York, the Kabbalah Gerim Kaelu. So I can't make Yisurin, but I don't think it's right. He quotes his father. It's right. I'm not making Yisurin. You do what you think is right. Kefi HaDochak. Oh, Rav Moshe now came from Luban to New York. He figured out there's a Dochak. The rabbi, the balabos is pushing him. You better do this or else. Okay. This is tshuva number 2 of Rav Moshe. Okay. Tshuva number 2. Okay. Now. Let's now go to source number 10. Source number 10. This is false. Inyan Ageris Ruben the Ruben and Bishulishus. Not just the majority of the majority. I mean, I didn't say that way. But that doesn't sound right. That could even be a minority. A very strong majority. Ruben the Ruben doesn't mean a rova of a rova, it means a strong majority. This is the sake of marriage. Shabbatiman Ruben the Kabbalah. Shekilim Gem Gerim. Av Shekiblu Alem Kalam Mitzvah Miachar. Shlobol is Galashem Shemayim. Poshti Yeshlochosh. Shav she'omun l'tnei ha'bezin she'nizkak lehem he'mekabim aleyem ha'mitzis e'enu emes v'tzarech livdok b'yos. You have to be very, very careful. So Shulchan Aruch says choshishim lo hashet esbaratz et koska. Be very, very careful to check it out very carefully. For who? Should the kevin should be shul davar nizgayer. There's an ulterior motive in our case marriage. Yeshlochus shema av shekibla mitzvah bepiv lo kibla velibo. Right, very, very possible. Look, the kevin sheish tam misvara lochus hazeh who kanan sadi again anan sadi, but he changes his tune. Until now he said anan sadi that was completely insincere. Now he's saying anan sadi sheish suffik. Is now a doubt? She'ain v'ze shuv mishin dvarav mishleva in dvarav. Wow! This is a chiddush pele in Rav Moshe, a chum and a flaw. Till now we understood Rav Moshe based on the ritual in Kiddushin dvarav mishin b'libo v'leiv kodem. We know with certainty that what the person is saying is a bluff. Now Rav Moshe is saying that even if we're in doubt, the 50-50 doubt, we cannot apply the principle of dvarav mishin b'leiv in dvarav. That's a very, very, very big chiddush. A very big chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. I wouldn't have said that. That's a chiddush nifla. As a matter of fact, the Tshuva for Reb Chaim Oizer, we have at the end. The next Tshuva Reb Chaim Oizer starts on page 6. In general principles, we'll carry the entire shiva right now. We'll read part of it. We'll pick up from here. Hold on. Chaim Oizer said, but line 10 of this shiva, so we're here in source number 11. He says like as follows: Avo pishu bepiv amash shekavos l'tzgai u'tvom shalev en advarim she'umdo demuchach. That's the first expression. Well, if he's there, he's saying, "Heichad the lohavi muchach lekol olam shekavanos l'shem ishus." Yesh mokol mistapek the kavanos l'shem sholei. Then you can call sofik umdun the muchach l'avidram shebelev. The Ktosa Choshen says so. Umdun the misfeka have the drama shebelev. It's not a problem. So it would be considered to be good in Dvarim Shebelev in Kol HaTorah Kula. It seems to be against Rav Moshe. Against Rav Moshe. Against Rav Moshe. However, he goes on. That's true with respect to Kol HaTorah Kula. With respect to Geirus, things are a little bit different. Why is it a little bit different? Why a little bit different? Okay. He wants to know, we saw the ritual that we saw earlier. This is the last line over here. He says, right? So the question becomes, why say that? Just say it's a doubt. And in doubt, that's the question. That's the question. So Chaim Oizer explains that we should not compare Geirus with other areas. Drama Shibaleva and Drama is about buying and selling, things of this nature. But Geirus is different. Why is Geirus different? Because Geirus, the entire enterprise of Geirus, is something which is Belev. So therefore, the bottom line is Lemaisa, both according to Rav Moshe and according to the Rav Chaim Oizer, it's no good. Rav Moshe says Achidush Nifla. In general, we say Umdu Demukar of Sofek. We don't say Drama Shulayv and Advar. Rav Chaim Oizer limits it to a case of Geirus, only by Geirus, only by Geirus. They require a Chazaka. There's a Sofek. There's no Chazaka. Not considered to be a ger, because gerus is different. Okay. In line 2 of page 7. The gerus being in the chuliyama leiv sholeim. Hello, Arminim, but that drama shibbalev edem dvarim. again, Rav Moshe said it in Kol HaTorah, Chaim Olam says it in Geiris, but the bottom line is, in fact, the same. The same. Okay. But now, let's have a little bit of the counterpoint. So far, point. So it's no good. Is there a counterpoint? Let's take a look in Reb Chaim Moshe Oz Dalet. It's the second half of page 7. What happens as follows? Person is not accepting one of the halakas of the Torah. Moshe says, "B'chor es aflamet." It's no good. As we already quoted from Reb Moshe, it's no good. The following chiddush. Pick up the last 12 lines. It says, "Is the Kabbalah of kol the line says the word kol kol mitzvahs chutz midik l'gaicha midivrei sofim ain the Kabbalah also says Reb Chaim Oizer hanu b'masne makes a condition shelo l'kabbalah. I accept 612 mitzvahs. Number 613 does not apply to me. Shemutalo davar zeh min hadin. You throw them out. You're crazy." But then the Kabbalah also, then Shirut Nebe Geres and Geres HaChatzon. Avamishe Mekabbalah of Kol HaMitzvahs, I accept all 613 as being true. Rak, Shebedat Olav L'Tayovet, I'm going to violate one of the 613 because of my desires. Ein Zech Historin Bedin Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's incredible. It's incredible. Wow. Chiddush Nifla V'Nor. Mind-boggling. But then he says, if you think that we're over the hump, the last 5 lines, afterwards says, V'ma'akev, Ulam, Hecha sheborer adover, shebevada yaver achreken al yisurei Torah, chilul Shabbos, achilas trefes, on the yodim bebira kavanoso, shenemizgarak lefnim alima balimo, Hare umna de muchach, shemash oma shemekabal al mitzis, lav klumu, kene de uchasar mekabal as mitzis, de meyakev. You don't understand. Why? You just said a few lines before, I accept that Shabbos is true. I accept that kashas is true. But I like cheeseburgers. I like college football. I can't. How do you reconcile the 2 things? It's only the Tayyavim. What's Pshat? What's Pshat?
He's talking about
Yisurei Torah here. Yeah, so before there was also talking about Yisurei Torah, so limited Yisurei Torah. I think the answer is as follows. Look. Unfortunately, even in Klal Yisrael, we find Yisurei Torah. So before Shigamara, Baba Basra, Ruben, Begezel, the kulam b'vavak lashon hara. They're unfortunately. So if you accept 613 mitzvahs, I'm going to be the same as the average or observant Jew. Okay, so I'm not going to be better, and unfortunately, won't be so 100% honest. I won't be so careful with what I say. But if you mekabel on yourself 613, but you know you're mechal Shabbos and ochel nevelos a treves that the all Sherry Yisrael observe, then it's not considered to be Geres. That has to be the distinction to explain Reb Chaim Oizer. Good. But now, so that counterpoint is not doing too well. But there's another counterpoint. That's Reb Moshe's Tshuva. Back, please. Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samach. It's important to see who he wrote it to. He wrote it to Rabbi Chaim Eliezri, Shlita, Harav Agon Abafursam, Hagayvid Canton, Canton, Ohio. What's the story? A guest by a Rabbi Conservative who was not Makabal Mrs. Karoy, and the tefillah was in front of women. Hine Poshet Shageris Ein HaKlum. The Geris is nothing. Why? To Kabbalah and Mitzvahs Me'akev Ageris. I feel the Kibbutz called Dinei Torah Chutz Mitzvah Berechet B'choras Aflana. Number 1. Number 2 has to be in front of 3 people. Okay, that's the keres that the rabbi of Canton was dealing with. Now Rav Moshe broadens the discussion. He broadens the discussion. Come on, man, there's a realist. Im kozeh, catch this now. Here's the counterpoint. Yesh makom lomar. There's room to say shugeres b'diyed. There's room to say. Didn't say it. It's true. There's room to say. Why? Ve'achas omlef ne'abezin shemekabelas mitzvah satoru. Ve'ire gam kazu shemekabelas. Once in a while, if someone really accepts. Chen ulai donen af elu ein shomeres hakachtini atoru sheboru lanu she'af. Now we see retroactively she didn't mean anything. Nonetheless, Rakat Shikudvaram Shabalev. After the DD, I think, Lo Mistaba Shabishvil Ezo Yechidos the Salakan Ansadev will actually Dvaram Shabalev. I don't think it's true. Because the vast majority are not really sincere, they don't keep anything. You once in a yoivil, you come up with someone who really means it sincerely. He doesn't think that counts. Maybe they think, look, you'll do 100 garrison of this sort, 2 or 3 will really mean it. So once 2 or 3 really mean it, so when she says, I mean it, we know deep down she never doesn't mean it. 97% or more don't mean it. Maybe she's one from the 2%. So even if she's not from the 2%, there's no one on side anymore. Maybe. A mokum, there's room to say it's a chiddush, what Moshe says. He's now backing out a little bit from what he said before. Because before he said it's a non sadi, for sure it's no good. Now he's saying there are some, a few, he doesn't tell you what percentage. Ezo yechidos. It's clearly a mir chen amatsu. It's a single digit number. That's clear, otherwise it wouldn't use the word yechidos. But there's a whole range. Is it 1%? Is it 9%? Somewhere, I think it's probably closer to the 1. But anyway, but whatever it is, Rav Moshe says maybe that's what they think. Maybe that's what they think. Rav Moshe is trying to defend Orthodox rabbis who are doing these kinds of conversions. V'od yesh mokum lomar tam gadol. That's just what he called until now a mokum lomar. That's a shvacha maisa. This now is already a tam gadol. A better reason. Again, he doesn't say it's true, but it's a better reason to defend what these rabbis are doing. The mashabalash and his gaya b'shvilo, who mechal Shabbos mufka b'kam meisurin, osa. Oh, that achieves. He's what she thinks. She ain chiyuv kolkach lishmar mitzvahs. She thinks, I don't understand. I fell in love in college campus with this guy, who says he belongs to an Orthodox synagogue, and his father probably is the president of the shul. So like, yeah, and he doesn't keep Shabbos. This boyfriend of mine. He's living with me already, doesn't keep that, and I see he doesn't eat kosher either, and he's the Orthodox synagogue. It must be this is orthodoxy. Aye, the rabbi, he's a fundamentalist. The rabbi is, he's not telling the truth. He's some kind of a super strict version, which is not really required. Come on. So my boyfriend tells me that all of his friends also do what he's doing. It must be this crazy rabbi trying to impose his outdated ancient Hebrew laws upon me when the Torah doesn't really require. That's what she thinks. Vim came, who could gerish in his gair ben ha'akul, shemefurish b'shabbat av samaches, shavi ger, av shadayin obad avod azor, ayin shom, hatam, from shekibol ol avdiyos kakol yehudim, shenechshva kabbalah, av shlo yodah klumi ha-mitzis, yidiyas ha-mitzis, yinim ha-kevis ha-geiris. He thought that guy, he didn't know that the Jews can't do. Why can't a Jew go to the church? Why not? Rak biyoda v'lo ratzal l'kabel ikim begeris. Tein tzorlim al kol ha-torah kulo komish in his gayer. Rak mikfet v'odim. V'chein av shabez n'amr lo shet tzorah lishma shabbos. Chol sheva shurak hidr bi'almo. Ava gam mishe en ha-shom ha-shabbos v'kodoma toa lo ma shu yehudi kosher. Nim shu shel ta'usa kibla kol hamitzvah sheyehudi mechuyev shugeiris av shebemachmas zelo tekayim al kol panim hamitzvos. Ze tam shel Rav Moshe sheyesh bo mamash. The first time, once every 100, you find someone who's sincere, has makom lomar. There's a place to say it. But not so, not, this is yesh bo mamash already. There's something to it. Lachshiva legiyoros. V'ulimut zchus ktsas. Let's not get carried away. It's a limud zchus ktsas. It's a slight defense. Al rabbonim ha-mekabim sheyochoshu od gri mehed yotos. The word yotos comes from the Rambam and explaining what was going on historically. Avol ha-kol. Okay. So, Rashi is not saying it's true, but it's a limud zchus ktsas. It's a chance that it's true. Al kopodim tzvichol lekabel mitzvah v'nei bezit. The rabbi is a conservativa, mistama, probably, ain't awesome king. To ain't yodim dine gayus? So they probably not even going to ask to do mitzvahs. For guy main and zir in the kaim kedin, af my yodim, who made a chos a kabbalah's mitzvahs, af a kabbalah grua, she's a vadi who eke begayus. Number one. Number two, for guy my bezin shall conservativin, he psul in the bezin. Even if it was a sincere conversion, no good bezin. Why the haim koifrin bahar beikri adas for ov makam alavin? Oh boy, oh boy. Tanan sadi komishu b'shem a bozli conservative all of who becheskas mufko lahar beisurin ulekfira bahar beikorin. Wow, it's possibly edus, and therefore it's no geres at all. Even if there was a Kabbalah Smitzis. Wow. Okay, put that aside. What happened if an Orthodox rabbi does what Rav Moshe just described? Get an impression that there's a chance. Rav Moshe didn't say it was good, but there's a chance that it's good. A chance. He didn't say, again, he didn't say it's good, but there's a chance that it's good. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's good. Okay, that's the case, a typical case which unfortunately the boy's not from, the girl's not from, the other one is, this makabel is not from. So it's really invalid, it's no good. But then, let's read this two more shubhas of Rav Moshe, and then we want to discuss a few other matters as well. Here we are, source number 9. I will like Gioras Azos, line 3. Shemistami Kirov Gioras of Medina Zoo in America. Fak with PN Armus Shekiblu Mitzvahs. I will like MS Shirov a Mitzvahs. Will I call a Mitzvahs? Lo Kiblu. How do you know? Kimo Shirov Shetechav Mechal Shabbos and Shomus Isanida. Gambalena Udibaban and Saint Rabbim Hemkumifkarm Laverkum Mr. Batoro. Hani Estaiti, Rabbi Moshe says it out. Yose Note She'ein and Gioras Club. It's probably true that they're not Jewish. Probably true it's not Jewish. Probably. Not saying it for sure. Probably. I had a time sheyesh for mamish. Yeah, yesh for mamish, but still probably not Jewish. Okay? But now we come to number 10. Number 10. Again, he writes in the third line, you have to check it out. Livdak b'yoyser, he repeats what he said in earlier Shuvas, because he's doing for ulterior motive. Okay? Therefore, line 6, Kanan Sadi, Shesh Safik, Shem B'Shuv, Vishun Vram, B'Shem, and Ram, says Chiddush Nifla, which he said so before. I, in Kiddushin Memtes, Shom Ayer B'Dover, Shanan Sadi, B'Vadeh Masha B'Libo. Yeah, Mistaber, he says it again. Sheyesh tam boro listapek, who kanan sadi sheyesh sofik, shalken choshno lachziko rak with sofik ger, as it inspires at kosov v'yasavadin ger vaday. Wow, Rav Moshe's paskening a chiddush nifla. He doesn't say it limited to geres as Rav Chaim Moshe said it. He says in kol Torah kula, a drom shebelev. It's like this. If probably he means what he says, So then we say, if for sure he doesn't mean what he says, then for sure it's Havi Dvarim, and it's not valid. If you don't know, what's it then? We don't know. A Chinish Nifla. A Dvarim Shebelev, if it's a non sided to Suffolk, then it's Suffolk. And how do you resolve the Suffolk? Be patient. See what happens at the end of the day. From yes, not from no. And unfortunately, in the overwhelming majority of the cases, they're not from at the end, which indicates that the original suffix is resolved in the negative, that they're not Jewish. That's what Moshe's Chiddush. Or Rav HaPomim Afiul Gam Kol HaPomim Hoya Ben HaYisrael Sherotze B'Nochus Abbas Yisrael Rotze B'Noch Enu Shom HaTor B'Atzma Shalom Estaba Shanochri V'Anochus Shem Mizgayim B'Liv Shvilam Yishnu Dine HaTor Yosu Mehen Have Kanan Sadeh Shem Mekabah Mitzvah B'Vadai. Oh, it goes the other way now. Not just a suffix, it's a Vadai. Shalachain Tzorach Yishav Adaz Godol B'Kabbalas Geirim U'Bavanasein Rabbim Nisparitz Kolkach Pabla Mekomos Shabakabim Osem Gam Rabbonim Yiri Hashem Nehalachas. Oh, he figured it out. V'Adchak Mibalabatim Aleihem. Oh, now he figured out why they do it. The Rabbalabatim put pressure on him. V'Lachain Arin Nochot Tzmol D'Takein D'Ligdor Bad Apirza Gedola U'Vare B'Shvuzeh Osem Rabboni Halland Takona, shall the Kabbal Gerbig Yoris Baskamas Kolar Abonim. You know, in the Syrian community, they don't accept Gerim at all for the same reason. Oh. But Be'uv de Zu, this is important. The last line. Hag Yoris wrote to the Kabbal Koldini Atorah. Abel Eina wrote to the Kabbal Tilboshes Noshim Tsnuos. El is Labish Bibgodim Shim Slabshos Babo Nosenu Rabin. We know very what this means. That's different. She'll keep Shabbos. She'll keep kashrus. She'll just dress like women dress in America today. No need to explain what that means. Again. Nochri shabol the kabel dini v'ret Torah chutz midaver echad and mekabel also, etc. Here she doesn't want to be mekabel till boshes noshim tsnuos. So the chatchila vade in the kabel b'diavet totally b'sofik zeh v'yos and others in b'diavet higiyores. Chatchila the shemishes in the kabel vade ketam godol. Mashiach maskimim kol rabbanim the halim the kabbalos of the gaira, but the mekabelas kol dini atorah. Not. What about the boshes near shalom the kabbalah? Yeah. What's the pshat? Mitzad achem. The last 5 lines of the tshuva. The me'achash and nifritz till boshes apritus b'avanoseinu harabim gam b'bnos Yisrael v'gam v'af be'elu shen shomers Torah. What does shomers Torah mean? We know what it means in the world. Keep Shabbos and Kashrus. Those are the two. Everyone knows. Shabbos and Kashrus. You see right away. They keep it, they don't keep it. Taras and Meshpochet. You don't know what's going on directly. But Shabbos and Kashrus. It's clear. Either Shomer Shabbos or not. Kashrus or not. It's everyone can figure out. Those are the two main signs. That's what even Shomer's Torah. Shalachain. Hanochri Yeshabol is Gaia Rabbi Choshev Shirak Chumra Bialma. Sherotzim Arabonim Lahatla Leh Yosem Yadin to dress like Beis Yaakov girls. Be'achas Sheyodas Minoshim Shemachzikin Os Neshomet Hadas, the Orthodox synagogues who keep Shabbos, who keep Kashrus, who mislabshos to be the Moshe Pritzus. Either Arabonim say it's not allowed, she doesn't believe them. In Cain, Yeshlidin Osa Kizgayak Shal Yoda Medina Yatorah Shuger Kedisa B'Shabbos who mistaber Zeh. Even though I have no rye on it. Mistaber zeh. I, what Moshe said before, Yosef Note, that the Geris is not good despite the Svara. Here's the answer. They're referring to a case where they didn't keep Shabbos or Kashrus. So there, Moshe said, come on, everyone knows Shabbos and Kashrus. These are the hallmarks of Orthodox Judaism. It's hard to imagine he didn't know that. But that getting dressed properly is part of Orthodox Judaism, the person won't know because Orthodox women dress in that manner. That's a distinction between these two tshuvas of Rav Moshe. Okay. Now, Rabbosai, this is a very serious question. A very serious question. What you know and what you don't know. What the people know, what the Ger knows. Let's go back to the very beginning and see the Ritva that we saw at the very beginning. Before we get to the Ritva, source number one, go back to those who came a little late. We talk about Nechemi Omer, Echad Geri Arayos, etc. are no good. And so too if the Nizkar L'Shem Isha, it's no good. What's Geri Arayos? Says Rashi, number two. Benos Kusin, Kigon Kusin, as it says in Malachim, Hashem sent the Arayos, the lions to kill them, etc. For this Gairu, Kedichsiv L'Hasan B'Gol L'Shomram, Sukkim Shem Masef and Malachim, we'll get to it. Says Tosus number three, Hach Geri Arayos Lo Domi L'Ha Dikim B'Madama Madam Kusin Geri Arayos Eh. No. The Hasan Mayo Ovid Meloheim, as it says in Sefer Malachim. Ula Madama Geri Emes Eh. Kosavar, I says in the puzzle days we worship idols. No. Shuv Nisgairu Lagamri. It was some later date, not described in Tanakh, at which time they converted completely and no longer worship idols. That's what Tosfos says. What does the Ritva say? Source number four. Frank Tosfos, what do you mean? Geri Arayos, Geri Meim. So why are we saying that they are Kegoyim, if the Pidyevit is good? Shani Asam, Shakosav Om Aleim, Veseloheim Ayim Ovdim. Loma Shonis Gai Bolem Shalom Yolav Lokim Lom Aleim. Uman the Machshet Hasam Sava, the Nisgairu Bolev Shalem, Anupsha, not like Tosfos said, that they converted later. No, they converted sincerely immediately. Elisha Chazru L'Suram. Oh, someone who converts for real later on goes back, that Geras is certainly valid. Only one problem with the Ritva. Doesn't say anywhere in the Pesukim. Either Pshat is Shver. Neither is said in the Pesukim. Neither this Pshat, nor that Pshat. Neither this one, nor that one. What are they fighting about? Presumably, Reb Chaim Moshe says they're not shuva. The argument is, were they mekabel or were they not mekabel? We don't know. Something which cannot be determined. Usually, machlokas and metzias, we can determine it, but we cannot determine this one because what's in their heart? We don't know what's in their heart. The Jews don't know. That's what the Machloikas is all about. If you look on page number 7, line number 12 approximately, it says, Shekhenim Adivri Arita, we just saw, the Pligi Bezeb Kusim, Igeri MSM, in the sky of Alev Shalom, the Chazru, although in the sky of Alev Shalom, the Machloikas, and this Metzias, which is not determinable, what was in their heart at the moment that they converted. Well, we don't know. Since we don't know, we don't know. Let's open up Sefer Malachim. A little Tanakh. Okay? Last page number 8. Vahi b'tchila shiftam sham lo yoru es Hashem ben shalach Hashem es arayos vayohor gabayim. The lions were killing them. Vayavo echad chavches v'akonim asher higlu b'shomro. Okay? This rabbi, if I may use the expression, the rabbi who was sent into Golos by Sancheiriv and he mixed all the people up, came back to Shomer, where he came from, to teach the Kusim what to do. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, as Hashem Hayu Yireyim, as the rabbi taught them, Veseloheim Hayu Ovdim. They did both. Yeah. Till when? Mem Aleph. These people, Yireim Es Hashem, Es Psileim Ayovdim, Gam B'neim Uvnei V'neim, Kasher Osam Osam Heim Osim, Ad Hayom Hazeh. sounds like it's against Tosus. It's against Tosus. Why did the lions stop killing them? Kus and Geri Arais, not Val Geris, but why? But there's love there, but Azara. Why the lions stop killing them? So the Malbim explains, because Kusim are allowed to practice what's known in the Torah as Shituf, to worship God and some other deity. The Ramah passes that way. Last source, 14. Afal Pisha Maskirin Shem Shemayim B'Kavnasam the Yeshu. The Christians, they say God, but they also mean Yeshu. Mikomakom E Maskirin Shem Avodah Zarah. The Gam Datal Moses Shemayim Avodah. They mean God. The Yafal God, the Mishatrim Shem Shemayim Adavaracha, they also mean Yeshu. Lo Matsinu Shaosu Ligrom Lacherim Lashatev, the Lifnaiv Eleka, the Ein Hagoyim Musorim Al, the last word is missing, Hashituf. The way he learns Pshat in the Tosis and the Chorus, not the way others learn Pshat. But the Malmus is the same thing, based on this Ramah, presumably, that for the Kusim, when they worship only their idols, the lions killed them. When they did both. That's Eliyahu HaNavi's whole fight. Lashem, Lashem, Labal, Labal. They did both. They were very religious. They practiced this religion and that religion, you know. It's a great thing. So the lions stopped killing them. On a simple level, if you look at the Psukim that we had skipped before, Chav Tes, what they do, these people, they had their idols. They tell you what they did, specific idols that they worshipped. They also feared God. They did both. Well, that's all the psukim seem to say from the very beginning. Explains the Mitzudas 13. Koluma also the atzav of the zarash over biarto. For the hoya hakohen, the kohen is in page. The rabbi, ma'avir me'avodah zarah mikol v'kol. Why? Ki hu oya mikohani abomes v'yomad avodah zarah kemosam. The rabbi did it. The so-called rabbi, the kohen. That's exactly why Hashem Yisbarach sent them out of Eretz Yisrael, the Golus and Chayiv, because they were worshiping the Baal and God. So when he taught the Geiris class to the Kusim, he said, yeah, do what I do. So for them it was okay, because their Geiris is invalid. They're Goyim. Goyim are not Musarim al Hashituf. So the lion stopped beating him up. Wow. So they never stopped that. So Tosfos is forced by this, back to Tosfos in source number 3. Tosfos is forced by this simple reading of the pasuk that from the very beginning they were doing things which were not kalacha. There must have been a subsequent conversion. Shuv nisgayu legamri, not recorded in Tanakh. Okay, shuv. Not found in sefer melacha. Happened later. The Ritva said, "Come on, it's not. How can we assume that?" So the Ritva said, "At the beginning, they only worship Hashem." Not like the Mitzudas. And then, Chazul the Surah. That's not the simple Pshat either. That's the Pshat either. Also not the simple Pshat. However, the question becomes, wait a second. We saw Rav Moshe go to Gemara Masech the Shabbos Samaches. That if a person doesn't know about the Yisrael Avodah Zorah, and you makabal everything, the Geris is valid. So we want from these poor people, why Kusim Geri Arise, why is it not valid? He did exactly what the rabbi told him to do. What's that? Worship the Baal and worship God. He did exactly what he was told. It seems to me as follows. The rabbi and all those who followed the rabbi and worshiped the Baal and worshiped God knew that it was wrong. Why they do it? You and I cannot understand it. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin was a tremendous Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, which Anshe Knesset HaGadola terminated at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. And you know what? The Kusim also knew it. How did they know it? Why did Hashem send the Jews out to exile? Why did Hashem send all those 10 Shvatim out of the country? It was well known. The Nevi'im kept warning them. You do Avodah Zarah, you'll be kicked out. So the Kusim knew that that Sancheiv had exiled Aseres HaShvatim. They also knew that it was prohibited. But even though the Jews in Shomron did it, and the rabbi told them that, still the Geirus is invalid. Invalid. Why? Because the people know that it's a problem. That's a distinction, I think, Rav Moshe, between the Tilboshes Prutza, as he calls it, and Shabbos and Kashrus. Shabbos and Kashrus, they know that it's not allowed. They know it. They know it. I, one person, will think it's only a chumrah. Come on, most people know that. They know it. Know it. So, Rav Moshe writes, maybe it's a Tam Shesh B'mamish, maybe you can say that they don't even know about Shabbos. But probably, he says, didn't know that it's not a good conversion. When it comes to the dressing improperly, then he says he thinks that conversion really is valid. Now there is one, it's coming to the end of my time, there's one line which is, I think, left out in the Makoros. I guess it wasn't clear that it should be here. A very, very important line, which I believe is in source number 8. Source number 8 stopped in the middle of the Shuvah, Chelek Alef Siman Kuf Samach, to a Goyin of Chaim Eliezri, Abed in the Canton. I apologize for this fact that the line is missing. I'll read you the line verbatim. He's writing to Rabbi Eliezer in Canton, Ohio, who knows, 60 years ago. Quote, you don't have this line. You can write it down if you want. It's not too long. Ula haba vaday tov sheyifel kvo toroso haroma. Refers to Rabbi Eliezer in very flattering terms. Going forward, it's good that you should achieve sheyizgayu, that these same people who go into the conservative rabbis, they should go to a rabbi who knows the laws of conversion and conducts conversion properly. It's very doubtful whether they're ger. We saw before, they're probably not ger. Probably not ger. But he gave Rav Moshe not Shuva. Number 8. First he wrote Yesh Mokom. At the very beginning, Yesh Mokom, because 1 in 100 accepts it. And then he said at the end, it's probably no good anyway, but maybe it's a limud zchus ktsas that they think that it's only a chumrah, even though he seemed to say that they're not worse than hedyotos, but the later tshuvas he wrote, and even here a little bit, they're likely not to be gerim. Nonetheless, Rav Moshe writes to the rabbis to do it, and he ends with the following phrase: "V'tov laharchik mehem es shomri Torah." The firm person asks, "Should I marry this girl?" Say no. She's probably not Jewish, and the question becomes: why in the world would Rav Moshe tell an Orthodox rabbi of the caliber of Rabbi Eliezri to arrange that going forward in Canton, Ohio, instead of them going to the conservative rabbi, they should go to an Orthodox rabbi and have him perform a conversion which is probably not valid? I wouldn't do it. It seems to me, my pshat and Rav Moshe, that these people, not like today, in those years, there was almost no intermarriage. Straight out intermarriage. Almost none. I'm talking about, I think, in the 50s. There was almost no intermarriage. So this person who's going to be converted by A or B is going to marry a Jewish boy or girl. Look, if they do it by a conservative, it's going to be a certain intermarriage. For sure an intermarriage. If they come to the Orthodox rabbi and he does the conversion, even though it's probably an intermarriage, but there's a chance that maybe it's not an intermarriage. It's the lesser of the two evils. And Rav Moshe tells Rabbi Eliezri to see to it this goes on from here on in. which is a very, very big chiddush. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I'm speaking for myself personally. But Moshe looked at the bigger picture in his day. Perhaps things have changed. Why am I quoting this? I just want to end with a fascinating dispute which existed between two great Dayanim in the Holy Land. Until now, we haven't touched Israel at all. But two great rabbis in the Holy Land, both served in the Bez Nagodol, as they call it, Rabbi Dachovsky and Rabbi Sherman. The tremendous, tremendous battle over some of these conversions that go on in Eretz Yisrael. You know, there are, we'll call them conversion factories, if you will. I believe that they did a study, 97% are not from. They figured it out based on what they were going to get. Not going into the details now. So Rabbi Dachovsky, he's the one who wears the rose-colored glasses. He says, come on, they probably accepted the mitzvahs. Either they weren't from before, they weren't from after. If you've ever been by a geirus, it's a very emotional moment. At that split second, they accepted the mitzvahs. Shabbos 3 days later, there's that mechal Shabbos. That's last 3 days later. Those glasses are so rosy that I think that, you know, you have to be a cockeyed optimist to go with that malas. I can't accept that. I found it to be just not credible. On the other hand, Rabbi Sherman, who gave him a hard time, a very hard time, but he said even more than that. He said, any Dayan who does these kinds of conversions is a Rasha. Because he goes against Das Torah of Gedol Yisrael. And therefore, even if a person really sincerely means to accept all the mitzvahs and goes in front of that Beis Din, the Geirus is invalid because of lack of Beis Din. That's also wrong. After all, Rav Moshe, who's the God of Lador, said, do it. Rav Moshe said, do it. Rav Yashiv, Rav Sherman is a big Rav Yashiv man, also said, in effect, to do it. What's the case he's discussing? Rav Yashiv is referring to a case of a minor who was adopted, let's say, at birth to a non-observant family. It's a big tumult in Poskim. Is it a schus? Is it good for him? The Gemara says, Ger Kodesh is a schus. If it's a non-observant family, is it a schus? Because they probably do many averis, which you wouldn't have if you're non-Jewish. So maybe that's a schus anyway. It'd be better to be a sinning Jew than to be a non-sinning non-Jew. Or not. Rabbi Yashiv says, I don't know. Rabbi Yashiv was the Gadol HaDor. He was a very decisive man. He didn't know. He didn't know. How am I going to know? Many Gedolim think it's probably not considered a schus. Rabbi Yashiv didn't know. Rabbi Moshe also wasn't sure. So Rabbi Yashiv paskins, Suffolk Gair. How can it be a Suffolk Gair? The Dayans are Russian. So we are in, and it's going to be Lifta Iver, he said. They're going to become Jewish and they won't keep the mitzvahs. So therefore, I thought that both of the distinguished rabbis were not right. So if we have, in 97% of the cases, it's taka no good. But the 3% that are observant, then it is good, because they own a maksherim. Okay, my time is up. Just to summarize very briefly, conversion for the sake of marriage is a very complicated story. In Talmudic times, it was presumed to be valid based on the presumption that a person would not be able to live with the Jewish spouse and in the Jewish society unless he was observant. That was true then. The Ritva wrote it. The Devar Rom, writing in the 1930s, said it's no longer true. When the person for whom he or she is converting is him or herself not observant, and the society is not observant, so therefore the whole presumption of the chazaka no longer applies. So you have to discuss each case on its own merits. And Chaim Moses says, and Rav Moshe says, for various reasons, that it's really not going to work in most cases they're not observant. And they want to say, well, just Rav Moshe writes, it's a chazaka, a suffix, and the suffix will be clarified later on. And in most cases where the person is in fact not from, the geirus is in fact no good. That's why I'm sorry to say that the majority of conversions in America, even by Orthodox rabbis, are likely no good if they're done for the sake of marriage, which is the ruba, the ruba. So whenever there's a conversion, one has to be very careful to check up afterwards to make sure that it's valid, even if it's done by an Orthodox rabbi. This is my understanding, and I wish you all a good day.